You are listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyak today. As you heard just moments ago, just about every building in downtown Paradise has been damaged by fire, if not incinerated. But there are those structures that somehow appear unscathed. The Sierra Central Credit Union is one of those, and management is struggling to get it up and running as quickly as possible. Joining us today is Credit Union CEO John Cassidy. John, welcome to Insight.
Thanks, Randall. I wish we didn't have to be here, but it is what it is today.
So true. Yep. Right off the top, John, I want to clarify some information. I want to ask you about federal banking regulations that require banks reopen soon after a disaster, within days. As a credit union, and given the circumstances there in Paradise, how does this apply to your situation, if at all?
Well, we are not included in that particular bank regulation, and so we are a state-chartered credit union. And DBO has oversight, and obviously they want us open as soon as possible, and that's what we're endeavoring to do. We've been through, unfortunately, too many crises up here in Northern California. We had the 86 flood, 97 flood, and then the last couple of years, significant fires, and then the Orville Dam crisis that affected five of our branches that were in the potential path of the potential spillway failure. So we're kind of getting too used to these things. We had the car fire this summer in Redding. We have three branches up there, and we never, fortunately, so far, knock on wood, we haven't skipped a beat with any of our electronic services have been available through all these crises, including Paradise. The only thing that's really affected us in Paradise is the fact that there's no power to our branch there right now. So the ATM is not up and running, but we have all the equipment and gear and everything. We've had some satellite equipment shipped in. We're ready to get in there as soon as we can to make that operable.
As soon as crews can let you and, you know, deem that area safe, you can head in there, fire up a generator,
yep,
whatever you need to get
Bingo.
The ATM at least running.
That's the goal. Yeah, and we will have people on site as soon as we can, as soon as it's safe. Obviously, we're not going to put any of our employees or our member customers in harm's way. Everything around us has been, you know, pretty much destroyed. So it's miraculous that we survived. We built that branch, I think, 5 years ago. And
was it made out of brick or what?
You know, our construction crew, led by our president, Ron Sweeney, and Steve Henderson, did a great job of putting that facility in a place with all the trees up there. You're always kind of looking around going, wonder, well, someday there might be a fire around here. We got to make sure we got kind of self-defensible space. And fortunately, with some good planning and a lot of luck, it kind of worked. We didn't get any embers in the roof line or anything, which, you know, that kind of changes the whole equation. But the building is safe. It's solid. It's locked up. We do have some security folks watching it up there. So we're very, very fortunate. A lot more fortunate than the majority of people up there.
How many financial institutions are in town? Do you know the status of any of the
other? I believe there's seven. I know there's at least one of the other financial institutions that did survive, one of the banks. I don't have a status report on the other ones yet. It's still hard to get real clear information. The first night of this event, Thursday night, we were told that the building had burnt to the ground by two separate eyewitnesses. But, you know, it's so surreal in a situation like that, and people, it's just really hard to kind of figure out where you're at when it's black as can be. There's no lights, there's no power, and people mistakenly thought our building went down, and then we were fortunate to get some video of it on Saturday morning where it was virtually intact. So very happy.
That's
there.
Why it's so hard to report from situations like this.
Yeah.
In our newsroom, we have something where we need at least two first-hand accounts of something.
we had two first-hand accounts, but
yeah.
everybody's so disoriented, and you know, you've seen the video. I'm preaching the choir. It's a dynamic situation that you wouldn't want anybody to ever have to go through, and unfortunately, that community, 40,000 people went through it. So
right,
yeah, we do have two branches, one in Chico, and the two closest branches are Chico and Orville, and we're fully staffed. Everything's open. People could come in. We've got some loan programs that we have ready for disasters for folks when they come in that are zero interest or low interest loans to help them get through. Because really, where the help is really needed initially, and as we've learned through these crises, is the first couple months, because people need to get through a couple of paychecks, get clothing, get a vehicle, get reestablished rent wise, and those first couple of months are really the most difficult.
And does FEMA help you with those loan programs? How does that work?
Not these particular programs. FEMA steps in. You know, they're already on the ground up there in Chico, and people are registering, and then they go through the FEMA process for the support there. That takes more time. But you know, they've gotten a lot better at getting money in people's hands quicker. The insurance companies are already on the ground and making you know, checks available for people that are insured and trying to help them get through these early stages as well.
We're speaking with Sierra Central Credit Union CEO John Cassidy about the Paradise branch, which is still standing despite earlier reports after that destructive campfire swept through last week. And John, it sounds like you plan to keep that branch in Paradise.
Oh, we're in it for the long run. We have 18 branches from Redding to South Lake Tahoe. This is our 63rd year in business, and we're headquartered in Yuba City. But Paradise is one of the best communities we've served for many, many years, and we love that community, love the people, and we will be there to help rebuild. We spend a lot of dollars supporting all sorts of things at all the communities we serve, and obviously Paradise is going to take a big chunk of that over the next few years because they're going to need a lot of help to recover. And I will add, too, for our folks that are listening out there that may be spread out all over the state and might be listening, we do have 30,000 ATM surcharge-free available through the co-op ATM network. You can go on the Sierra Central Credit Union website, www.sierracentral.com, and we've got a yellow banner for members affected by the campfire to just click on that. There is tons of incredible information. We've also linked through to our Assemblyman James Gallagher's page, and he's got a ton of information that can really help people on how to get stuff processed and get some help, where things are, where the shelters are, which ones are available, where you can get clothing that's been donated. They're having a big gift card drive today in his office in Yuba City on Civic Center Drive, and you can link to that through our site. Really what's needed now, Randall, there's been an overwhelm. I had three trucks come up from Sonoma, Napa after what they went through a year ago and their fires over in the Sonoma County and Santa Rosa region. We had three huge trucks brought up, in fact, by an ex-Green Bay Packer offensive lineman who arranged it, Tony Mull, who's got a winery called Three Fat Guys, and he brought and a city councilman, Gary Edwards, came up with him, and they brought up three truckloads of all new bedding and water, and they've been through the crisis.
Wow.
So they knew the critical stuff, but all the kind of stuff people have donated is really appreciated, but they're overwhelmed with those items now. What they really need are gift cards so people can get their toiletries, their basic necessities, maybe a couple of clothing outfits for themselves and their families, you know, just the real basic stuff. Money and gift cards are really what's needed now that they've got tons of donated materials. And we also help. We've got a large group of folks that go up and cook in these disasters. We handled in Redding during the car the first couple of days. I think we spent $25,000 feeding people up there in the shelters. And we've supported a lot of folks here, Jim King and his Rolling Stone Pizza, Slice of Respect. They get on the ground and they start cooking. I know Guy Fieri was up in a couple of places as well this week. But, you know, the amazing thing is to watch people come together.
Yeah.
Ordinary people, you know, going to the store and spending hundreds of dollars on blankets, pillows, you name it, and dropping them off to really help their neighbors. It really makes you proud to be an American when you see how people just step up and help each other.
It can give you chills, can't it? Yeah.
Hey, it does.
John, I have to ask you before we let you go, how are your employees doing? Did most of the employees of that branch live in the area?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So we've got 8 employees affected. At least 5 families have lost their homes. We're putting them up in hotels and taking care of them. And they're very thankful that we did that because during a crisis, you're just trying to get out. You're not making hotel room reservations. And so, yeah, we've got them all situated. And, in fact, we're meeting with each one of them individually today to put together some long-term planning and support to help them get back on their feet. So, yeah, our employees have been incredible and we're here to support them through this crisis.
Are you hearing from any of the residents yet? Will there be a quick effort to rebuild?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's Paradise is a little bit of a unique place in that it's a lot of people sort of, you know, there are a lot of retirees up there, a lot of folks kind of off the grid. There's a lot of septic tank. People live on septic, and they have a lot of, have you heard the propane tank stories of them exploding?
Right.
So it's a little bit of a unique community. I think you're going to see, because of the nature of the landscape there with all the pine trees and foliage that they have, they're going to have to probably master plan differently. And I think you're going to see a lot of different regulations, the way the roads are cut in there and what have you, because it's kind of a accessing in and out of there is not the easiest even on normal times. So I think you're going to see some dramatic changes to how that community lays out. So I think from a timing standpoint, it's going to take years for that community to rebuild. And they've got a long road back, but it's a resilient group of people up there. And as Northern California always does, it'll find a way to come back.
So. Yeah. Right. Yep. Sierra Central yep. Credit Union CEO John Cassidy sharing stories from Paradise, where their branch, amazingly, is still standing. Thank you so much for being on Insight.
Thanks, Randall.
And we do have more on our website at capradio.org/insight. This is Cap Radio, and you are listening to Insight.